Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities May Monthly Podcast. In the month of May, risk assets and commodity prices rose as COVID-19 death rates continued to trend lower. A greater number of countries moved to ease lockdown restrictions, and additional fiscal spending was announced in some countries. While the path ahead remains highly uncertain, so far the lifting of restrictions has not triggered a sharp increase of new cases, and several Asian countries which did see isolated spikes appear to have been successful in bringing them back under control. Cautious optimism came from promising research in the race to develop a vaccine, with a number of human trials underway. Growth and employment data continued to reflect the severe economic impact of the shutdowns, but there is optimism that we've moved past the trough of the crisis and tentatively into the recovery phase. Tempering these positive developments, tensions between the U.S. and China rose amidst recriminations over the virus outbreak and China's plan for new security legislation in Hong Kong. In terms of portfolio positioning, during May, Macro Opportunities' core risk positions of investment-grade credit and high yield, as well as emerging market debt and currency, all contributed positively to performance, as these markets continued to be supported by highly accommodative monetary policy and central bank purchase programs. Portfolio volatility decreased further through small reductions in developed currencies and less volatile credit spreads. Risk positioning remains focused on maintaining a portfolio flexible enough to withstand increased volatility due to the unpredictability of the spread of the virus and the pace of the recovery. In terms of performance for May, emerging markets exposure was the largest contributor to performance, mainly from rate and currency exposures held in Mexico and Russia. Investment grade and high yield credit exposure was also positive from energy and financial exposures and selling protection on CDX. Duration and yield curve positioning also added mainly from short German and long U.S. duration exposures. In the very big picture, the portfolio remains positioned for spread product to outperform sovereign debt, as we are not expecting significant upward pressure on long-dated rates from inflation picking up meaningfully, even considering the spending programs in place. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset maintains its base case outlook for a longer U-shaped global economic recovery. This is premised on the view that near-term growth will be severely impacted, but that this shortfall will prove to be largely transitory as policymakers push to resuscitate economic activity. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression and the liquidity of investment-grade credit markets moving forward. Credit fundamentals will undoubtedly be challenged this year, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge that markets remain most sensitive to statistics around the extent of the COVID-19 outbreak, its containment and mitigation, and measures to enforce and the flattening of the curve. Once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately, the power of the very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So this concludes our podcast for May. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.